The gospel lesson today is John 10, verses 1 through 10. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and open our hearts and minds to your presence and your power. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Isn't that what we all want? Especially right now during this COVID-19 pandemic. What does abundant life look like for you right now? You know, Jesus tells the story right after he heals a man who was born blind, giving him abundant life. The disciples see the blind man and ask Jesus, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus says, "Neither. This man's blindness is to show the work of God in his life." And then he heals the man who had previously been a beggar on the street. But the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, decide to investigate this healing by Jesus because it was done on the Sabbath. They say that Jesus can't be from God because he's working on the Sabbath. And they all argue about this healing and completely miss the point that Jesus has brought this man new and abundant life by restoring his sight and his place in the community. Jesus finally comes back to the man and tells him who he is, and he tells the Pharisees that they are the ones who are really blind. This whole story of Jesus as the gate and the shepherd is addressed to the Pharisees, the ones who are not bringing abundant life to their flocks, the ones who cannot see the new life that Jesus offers and who need it themselves. This story about the gate, the sheep, and the shepherd is meant to explain who Jesus is and what he does. Jesus ends up using different metaphors for himself in John 10, saying both, "I am the gate" and "I am the good shepherd," maybe because they don't seem to understand what he's saying. The question for us is, do we understand? Do we understand who Jesus is and what he does for us as a shepherd? Who is Jesus for you, especially right now? How do you listen for the voice of the good shepherd? What helps you listen to his voice above all others? I think this is so important to us right now, to learn how to hear Jesus' voice, because we are surrounded by so many voices every single day, giving us all kinds of information, some of it good, some of it bad. So how can we tune our ears to the voice of Jesus? Well, what if we look at this story? Sheep listen to the shepherd's voice because they've spent so much time with the shepherd, and they trust his voice because he's led them to green pastures, still waters, to safety and protection. What if the same is true for us? The more time we take to pray and worship, to read, to walk, to just be with Jesus, the more we know his voice. And we trust his voice because we know he's blessed us with what we need. So how can we tune our ears to that voice of the Good Shepherd? What can we do? Well, how are we making time for worship, for prayer, for Bible study? I wonder, are you a person who is more visual or auditory? Do you connect with God through music or writing or just being outdoors and the beauty of creation? in this time of staying home during the pandemic, this is actually a perfect time to make some new habits, habits that can be life-changing. And all the technology that we have, which can be exhausting and frustrating, it can also help draw us closer to that voice of Jesus. The Bible and devotionals are literally right at our fingertips, on apps, on our phones, on our emails. We can watch worship anytime online. These are gifts in the midst of a crazy time, and they might just help us hear the voice of our Good Shepherd. These images of sheep and shepherd, the sheepfold and the gate, they may seem a little removed from our lives today in 2020, but they would have been very familiar to people back then who saw sheep and shepherds on a daily basis. Sheep were valuable resources in those times, and they needed a good shepherd. Shepherds were actually low on the social ladder, but they were vital to the culture and economy, and their job was to keep the sheep safe and healthy. Unfortunately, sheep are not the sharpest crayons in the box, so they really do depend upon a good shepherd. Without the leadership and tender care of a shepherd, they can easily die from disease, starvation, or an attack by a predator. Without the shepherd's care, they can be stolen by a thief or a bandit. Sheep are also pretty goofy creatures. If they fall down on their backs with their feet all up in the air, that's called being cast down, an image that's found throughout the Psalms and the Bible. And they need a shepherd to put them upright, or they can literally die in that position. Sheep that see another sheep go off a cliff are apt to follow right to their death. Sheep that are not protected from pests or disease, they will perish. And of course, there are other wolves and other animals who attack sheep unless the shepherd intervenes. So how do the good shepherds take care of their sheep? Well, they use their voice to lead and guide them. Sheep are smart enough to know their shepherd's voice, so even if they're penned up together with many different flocks, whenever their shepherd calls, they know that voice. Shepherds would even name their sheep and call them by name, which is so significant because Jesus often changes lives by calling people by name. Remember when he calls Mary by name after his resurrection and Lazarus by name to raise him from the dead? I wonder, when have you heard Jesus calling your name? Maybe not in a literal way, but in your heart or in silence or through someone else's voice. In our part of the world, shepherds often herd from behind, but in the ancient Middle East, shepherds lead the sheep. They go before the sheep to make sure the pastures are green and the way is safe. They lead them to the best places for food and drink. That's why Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters." The shepherd would also have an enclosure for the sheep at night, where there was one way in and one way out through a gate. When Jesus says, "I am the gate," he's saying that he is the way in and out for the sheep. He's the way of safety and security. If they go his way, he will keep them together. That's part of the shepherd's job, to keep the flock together. A sheep all on its own is a lost sheep. Sheep survive when they stay together, and they rely upon the leadership of a good shepherd to stay alive. All throughout the Bible, you can find references to God as the good shepherd of the people. Psalm 23 is one of the most familiar. But several times, God the good shepherd is contrasted with bad shepherds, kind of like Jesus the good shepherd is contrasted here with thieves and bandits. In Ezekiel 34:2, God says, "Oh, you shepherds of Israel have been feeding yourselves. You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves, you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. You have not strengthened the weak. You have not healed the sick. You have not bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays. You have not sought the lost, but with force and harshness you have ruled them." In Isaiah 56:10, God says, "The shepherds have no understanding. They've turned their own way, and they ignore the sheep." In Jeremiah 10:21, God is really blunt. He says, "The shepherds are stupid. They do not seek the Lord. All their flock is scattered." People back then would have heard Jesus' words and understood the importance of a good shepherd and sheep staying together. They would have known these writings about bad shepherds. We know that for sheep, abundant life is about green pastures and still waters and safety and security and a trusting relationship with the shepherd by following his voice. But it's also about life in the flock together. Now, isn't that true for all of us? Don't we all need to be led by Jesus' voice to green pastures and still waters? Don't we need the safety and security of knowing that Jesus is our good shepherd? And don't we need the flock, the community of fellow believers, all of us doing life together? Instead of life being all about me, what if life is really about us? What if doing life all alone is kind of like being a stray sheep? It means we're lost. That's not what our world would say. We're taught to pull ourselves up with our bootstraps, to be individuals, to make our own way in the world. But as Christians, our calling is different. Abundant life for Christians is life lived together in community. Community is taking on new meaning in this COVID-19 pandemic when we're asked to stay at home or socially distance in public. We're worshiping online now, all out of love for all the people in our flock. Staying home, staying apart is actually one way we love our neighbors right now. But we're also staying connected in new ways in this time of distancing. We're reaching out even more online and on the phone, in the mail or email, to care for one another. We're sitting in lawn chairs on each other's driveways so we can connect from a distance. We're taking walks outside and meeting people we didn't even know lived in our neighborhood. I believe that the Holy Spirit is showing us new ways to love and care for one another and to be a part of the flock. It reminds me of what Tolstoy once said, "The only certain happiness in life is to live for others." You know, it was life and community that Jesus always brought to the lost and the broken. When he healed people, he restored them to community. When he fed people, it was in community. His own disciples were his community, day and night. Listening to the voice of Jesus, it brings us abundant life. But not just abundant life for us as individuals. Abundant life for us as a community. And that is the good news of the gospel today. And for that, all God's people say, Amen.